universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past week, as some of you know, I lost my voice. It happens to me about once every 5 years. This time, from what I heard from other friends, it's a virus that was going around here in St. Louis, and it kind of settles in your throat and your chest. And I was coughing and wheezing and would lose my voice and suck lemon drops. And about an hour later, I could speak a little bit, but then if I spoke just a little more, boom, it was gone. And, of course, my family, they made great fun of me, and they love making sport. Oh, it's great, Daddy's quiet. Oh, it's wonderful. I get the first word, the last word, the middle word, every word. And I couldn't say a whole lot, because my voice was kind of not there. Well, I often think when that happens, is God doing something? Because I think he's always doing something. And maybe he was trying to tell me, Dave, will you just shut up and listen? And then this last Sunday in church, the Bible verse that was read was Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. I've said these before. I've heard these before. And as soon as I say it, you'll probably remember hearing it sometime or another, especially if you attend church occasionally. The psalmist says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. And then verse 24, see if there's any offensive way in me and show me the way of life. It's the plea of David for God to look at him and show him his sin and show him the right way. And I've thought this, and I pray it, and if you're a Christian who loves God, and I know you are, you'd probably do it in some form or fashion, too. Well, as I was quiet and not talking very much, I was reflecting and thinking, and there was one day, as my voice was just starting to come back, I had conversation. No, actually, the friend had conversation with me, more than me with my friend. We were just chatting, and the friend knew I couldn't talk very much, and so I was limited. And how you doing? Oh, fine, but can't talk much. Oh, and then talk some more. And I said, oh yeah, and how are you doing spiritually? I said, well, okay, though sometimes I'm a little troubled in my heart. I wish I could do more for God. And then the friend said something that just shocked me. It actually bothered me. Actually, it upset me in a way. The friend said, but what if, you know, you say you want to do more for God and you have the ability because you know you could do it and you have done it in the past, but you're not doing it now. Could you just, if God said to you, just rest in my presence. Don't worry about what you do and don't do. Just be with me. Could you do that? And I thought for a moment. I said, well, yeah, it's God. And then I paused for a moment. And I said, well, no, because I've got abilities and, heck, there's a lot of people in to know God. And I thought, oops. I maybe shouldn't have said that. And in my lack of voice contemplative state last week, that phrase kept coming through my mind again and again and again. Can you just rest in the presence of God if God says, just be there and just be with me and don't worry about anything else? Huh. And so I came back to this verse again. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. Search me and see if there's anything offensive in me. And, well, stupid David, I said, Lord, show me. Test me. And by the end of the week, I realized, you know, in some ways, what I said to my friend is bursting out very quickly. Yes, certainly I could sit and rest in front of God. No, I was saying to God, No, you got it wrong, God. I got it right. I got to do this. I have to be busy doing. I have. And I realized, as they sometimes say, I have a hero complex. I got to do it all. And I went, oh, dear Lord. And I wasn't saying that just in passing. I was saying it to him. Oh, dear Lord, please forgive me. You know, that's the thing. When you pray a prayer again and again and again, most of the time it doesn't matter. Like, show me my heart, test me. Well, God does, patiently. And he used my lack of voice last week, so I wouldn't be talking much, but listening more, especially to my friend, when my friend heard just a few words, and then, led by God, said that. And I realized, I am rather prideful. Please forgive me, Jesus. And I don't know if you can all connect to this. My guess is in some ways you might be able to, because I'm guessing a lot of you wish you could be doing something more, wish you could be, or thinking you should be, or knowing your heart and mind that if you could, you would do, but there's circumstances that are stopping it. Oh, if God would only unleash those circumstances and let me fly, I could take care of this, that, and everything. Well, God doesn't, and he didn't for me, and I'm guessing he isn't for you right now. Well, pause and take a moment to think, just like God forced me last week to think because I couldn't talk. Maybe that's God's hand at work, and maybe he's saying to you, hey, will you just sit and relax in my presence? I know there's a world that needs to be saved, but heck, I'm the Savior, remember? I'm the one who died on the cross, remember? I'm the one who sent the Holy Spirit to you. I'm the one who gave you faith. I'm the one who helps you. I'm the one who picks you up when you stumble and fall. And by the way, I'm the one pointing out your pride right now. Oh, Lord, please forgive me. And so now I'm, this week, as I got a little voice, I keep thinking, okay, God, you're in charge, not me. And I just got to relax and trust you more. Oh, sometimes this Christianity stuff is real tough stuff. It's not so easy to do. Join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you that you created the world and that you are the sent your Son to be the Savior of the world. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you for putting up with me. Thank you for putting up with all of us, even when our stubborn pride says, I can do better, when we can't. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming and dwelling in our lives and pointing out, searching our hearts and testing our anxious thoughts. David even said anxious thought, not just thoughts. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you do that and that you show us the things that do offend you, pride. But Lord, please continue to show us the way of everlasting life. Be with all my friends who are hearing this. Bless them, and thank you that I have a voice that I can speak to them again. And be with us all this week. In your name, Jesus, we ask it. Amen. Love to hear from you. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.